the bill was directly focusing on Christian colleges. However, Bill, this really was a bill that was focusing on the question of our religious freedom. Mm. Really what we're talking about is how we as a culture define religious freedom. Now, many in the state government or even in the Beltway in Washington, D.C. will define religious freedom as freedom to worship. So in other words, what I've been told by people in the Beltway is what does a person do at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning? How does that impact the rest of the week? But for you and I, you know, we understand what happens to us at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning drives everything that we do in our life and how we approach life, our philosophy, our morals, our values, the whole perspective. So what we're seeing in California with this bill is, again, the misunderstanding of what is religious freedom. And so when this individual, this state senator, was trying to, in a sense, what I would say, create a legacy bill for himself that he could build upon for his political career, he was willing to sacrifice the rights and the privileges of others to advance the cause for one small sector of our society, and that being the LGBT community. So this bill threatened to undermine the very essence of the wonderful pluralism and diversity that we have in our country that has defined America for centuries in regards to our strength is the uniqueness of our culture. Let me go a little bit farther. When you look across American higher education, you have public and private, you have sectarian and non-sectarian, you have for-profit and non-profit institutions. That's the beauty of our system, that you can find, you can go to a community college, you can go to a state university, you can go to a regional university, you can go to a very affluent and wealthy private college, or you can go to one that's very religious and very faith-based like Northwestern. That's your choice, the wonderful pluralism that exists within our culture. But right now we have a one-size-fits-all kind of philosophy from the political correctness people that want to make everybody look the same, act the same, and if you don't agree with me, then you must be racist, or you must be a bigot, or you're discriminating. Now, just because we disagree doesn't mean I'm discriminating or a bigot or racist. But that's the corner that they want to paint us into because we want to stand on religious convictions and values and perspective.